For all my women out there, I just want you to know that you are a boss. Women have to be at the table for technology and innovation. And if not, we'll simply create our own. Don't feel like you shouldn't be a part of the tech space just because there aren't many women in the room. That's exactly why we need you to be there. Girl, don't forget to rep your set in these tech spaces, aka rep your culture. You are the face of technology and the face of the future. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Women in Tech with Ariana podcast with your favorite host, me, your girl, your homie, your best friend, Ariana. For those of you, it's your first time tuning into this podcast. Thank you so much for clicking and listening to the Women in Tech with Ariana podcast, where we talk about the latest news in technology, hear stories from guests and founders from around the world. You know, guys, I just have to say that this year has been quite phenomenal. There's so many good things that have happened. This episode is the last episode for the season. For season one, we wrapping it up, but it's been truly this podcast experience. You know, when I started this, I was just like, you know what? There's not a lot of, you know, voices for women who are in technology, and where are women going to find access to resources? And why is it that it takes me so long to find out about business pitch opportunities? How can more women have access to these things? And I never would have guessed that we'd be in 7 countries, continuously growing our fan base and our listener base, and rated as one of the top 10 podcasts for women in tech and entrepreneurship by Medium in a year, y'all. Like, this has just been truly a phenomenal experience, and I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you who have listened to every episode, who have shared, who have reached out to me on Instagram and Facebook. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram and Facebook, you know, at Women in Tech with Ariana. Shameless plug. But, you know, I'm just super grateful for this experience. I never would have thought that it would grow to what it has today. There was no way a year ago that I would have known. And that just goes to show, guys, that when you're passionate about something, or you just have an idea. Like, I was in my room, in my bedroom one day, and I said, you know what? I want to do this. And I just did it. Like, I just started, you know, recording and figuring this out. I got a whole awesome podcast producer. Shout out to C3 Talk to Me, Corinthia Kroon, my girl here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Black woman killing the game, okay? You know, I'm just super grateful for, you know, having a good team and having a good support. And, you know, for all of you who tune in and listen, you know, this is the last episode of the season, but 2020, y'all, is about to be popping. Y'all gonna be like, oh, she took her time and she like really plan. I mean, well, we always plan, let's be clear. We always plan. But, you know, next year, 2020, season 2 is about to be popping. And I just want to say, I'm just so grateful to you guys, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you all. And I'm just super grateful. Again, guys, you know, this is the last episode of the year, but next year we coming back better than ever and stronger with some amazing stories. We have some phenomenal women who will be on the show. The first episode of season 2, we'll be back January 1st, Wednesday. Y'all know, Wednesday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be back and popping in your favorite app store, on your favorite website. Again, guys, don't forget, if you haven't already subscribed, if you on this episode, the last episode, and you ain't subscribed, you should feel bad, and then go ahead and subscribe, okay? And then don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Women in Tech with Ariana. Thank you again, guys, for just being so phenomenal. I truly have to say this. I love you. I love all of you. You're so awesome. And I'm just so grateful to have this opportunity to speak into so many women's lives across the globe. So again, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and I will see you in 2020.